Wire with Alfreda.
Reporting live from the block, man.
Well, Russ, 12 Years a Slave and Gravity were clearly the big winners of last night's 86th Annual Academy Awards, with 12 Years picking up the coveted Best Picture Award. Lupita
and by
Nyong'o,
the way, we got to let everybody know you're broadcasting outside of Los Angeles near the Oscars. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. The Best Picture Award, Lupita Nyong'o took home Best Supporting Actress. The film also won for Best Adapted Screenplay. Meanwhile, Gravity, which was one of your faves, Russ, picked up a total of 7 awards, mostly technical, but the film also took a win for Best Director, so that was a big deal. Matthew McConaughey and Jared Leto both won for their roles in Dallas Buyers Club. Did you see Jared Leto's speech? Beautiful. Just beautiful.
Yeah.
Disney's Frozen won for Best Animated Feature and Best Original Song, and Kate Blanchett won for Best Actress.
And let me ask you, has Leonardo DiCaprio ever won
an
award?
He's been nominated 3 times, never won. But The Great Gatsby did win for, like, makeup, I think, costume and set design, I think.
That's crazy.
He is the best actor in Hollywood.
I disagree with that.
Well, he goes in, you know, he plays his role.
Mm-hmm. He does play his role, but I disagree with him being best actor.
You remember the movie Gilbert Grape?
He was a great host.
Remember that movie, Gilbert Grape?
He was great in that, but that was like 30 years ago, man.
All right, shut up.
You wanted him to win for that?
He's only like 40. What are you talking about?
Ellen was a great host. She ordered pizza for the audience, then made celebs in the audience tip the pizza guy. She also took the best selfie ever with, like, Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, Lupita Nyong'o. Even Lupita's brother got in on it. It's been retweeted over 2 million times. That's the most ever. The president did have the most retweeted one with, like, 700,000, but now she's beat him, like, times 2. Pink performed, as did U2. Pharrell performed Happy, but did not win the Oscar for it. Celebs like Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o, Meryl Streep, Amy Adams all joined in to dance with him during his performance. By the way, Twitter was on fire again thanks to Pharrell's red carpet attire. He sported a pair of black shorts with his tuxedo coat and bow tie. Meanwhile, after winning the eBay bid, Arby's shelling out $50,000 for Pharrell's Grammy night mountain hat. Remember that hat? The money's going to go to his charity. He tweeted a thank you to Arby's for buying the hat and, you know, donating to charity. They were like, yeah, we're happy to support a great cause and get our hat back. So that was cool.
Hilarious.
Also, over the weekend, Russ, the Razzie Awards happened. Film 43, that's the one that had, like, a buttload of A-listers in it. Also, let's see, Will Smith, Jaden Smith, both got awards for the worst flick for After Earth, which was pretty bad.
You know who was good, though, last night?
Well, who?
Tyler Perry.
He was good. You know what's sad? Somebody tweeted that. He can make all these movies. He can be there and you know, present, but he can't make a movie that can win an Oscar. Mm. And,
well,
you know,
hey, he's still young in the business, y'all. Just wait.
And eating. He's eating. Yeah.
He don't need no Oscar. Are you kidding me?
He ain't the only one
anyway,
eating.
And you know
I was at a catfish
win.
Convention last night.
Wow.
Watching that. I think most of those ladies need a hook. And you know what, Frieda?
What?
They think that is a form of a compliment to have that catfish look.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, it's nobody.
Was that Kim Novak?
Nobody has wrinkles.
Goldie Hawn, I always thought, was a beautiful woman.
She, you know, she and her daughter look the same age. They were both presenters. But I'm like, okay, the song that Bette Midler sang, are you kidding me? That song's got to be older than Britney. And she ain't got one wrinkle. What? Mm. She looked like a chipmunk. That was just, I just can't, you know, but hey, I'm gonna probably do it too, so I don't want to say nothing about it. But hey, so you know, we said that really quickly, we said that he didn't win. Tyler Perry did win. He won Worst Actress for his cross-dressing performance in Madea's Christmas.
Oh, that's mean.
Kim Kardashian won too. Worst Supporting Actress for Tyler Perry's Temptation. So he did
win.
She
wasn't bad in that movie, so I don't listen to that raspy stuff.
Y'all know that girl wasn't good. I'm out for you. That's how I have to watch. More stuff, go to the rest of our morning show.com. That girl wasn't good.
You tripping. 28 minutes past the hour.